Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, would you like to add a thank you to Eric? We haven't seen him in a bit.
Eric, I'll tell you what, we were lost without you last weekend. How was your vacation?
My vacation was fine. I was told you were kind of cranky, Cookie.
Well, without you here, what do you expect?
Why do you think he was cranky? You weren't here.
You weren't here. Listener, that's the only reason.
A listener texted me one day and just said, Cookie sounds cranky without you.
Who said that?
A friend of mine who was listening to your show.
Yeah. I think it's very accurate, don't you?
I think right away you notice this. The second you walked out the door to leave on your vacation, Ron just sagged.
It's so nice to see you back. You're tanned, you're bronzed.
You too.
You're
incredibly handsome.
You're incredibly handsome,
we'd all
man.
Agree on
okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Missed
very kindly.
Cook and Joe, you can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington, the North Hills. You can text us if you want to follow along here and add your piece on the Egger, Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Egger, Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And Ron, the time is 12:03, brought to you by Weather Seal Home Services. Just $1 down can get you new siding. Back to Cam Johnson for a minute. I was just blown away. He's just such a good guy. And
thoughtful,
so
thoughtful kid.
Too. Really thoughtful, smart kid. And I thought him and his dad both told us an interesting story about Jamie Dixon and the lengths that he went to get Cam there, going out on Easter Sunday to bring Cam in. I think you got to give Jamie some credit, Ron, for spotting a rising star.
Coaches never stop working, do they? They're kind of a round-the-clock job. Yeah, he saw something in the kid. Probably even didn't realize he would be a number one pick in the NBA draft, but thought he could help them win some games and could have turned out that way. But obviously Jamie left and everything just kind of went south after
that. Yeah, it definitely went south.
Although it was starting to go
that.
South before Jamie left.
It was.
In my opinion.
But what Gil told us, his dad, was that Jamie said he's going to be an NBA player. He reminds me of me. He's a late bloomer. And Jamie did wound up getting drafted. So I didn't know all that, and that was really good stuff, and we'll be rooting for Cam Johnson in Phoenix for sure. Ron, you have a Le'Veon Bell story.
Yeah,
yes?
This jumped out of me. It's all over the place. I saw them talking about it on TV, and it's all over Twitter. Apparently, the Jets have just gone to camp or are going soon, but Le'Veon's already getting criticized up there for not being so committed to football. And the same stuff that we heard here to a degree. Hey, he's interested in his rap career, but not so much football. Now, why Le'Veon would feel the need to care what other people think as long as he knows what's going on. But apparently he put something out on Instagram here, a vigorous defense of himself, where he even compared himself, you're going to hear it, to a Target employee. Joe found the tape. Let's hear it, Joe. This is Le'Veon Bell.
I'm tired of everybody telling me, you're not focused, you only want to make music, you want to play basketball, he do everything besides play football. And let me tell y'all something, let me tell y'all something. Everybody talking, man, I know y'all got a favorite person, a favorite athlete, your mom, your dad, whoever y'all do. So if somebody work at Target, do you think when they work from day 9 to 5, they go home and all they doing is worry about putting on the shelves? They trying to worry about what serial number's coming up? No. You think Bron is waking up? Oh, he ain't having no Taco Tuesdays. Bron don't have Taco Tuesdays. Y'all think he's just hooping all day? Y'all think Beyonce waking up singing all day? She don't go to work. She don't act. She don't do nothing else taking her kids. Really, she's waking up singing. So y'all think it's legitimate for me to just, oh yeah, I ain't supposed to be in this airport on the escalator. I'm supposed to be running up the steps, huh? Working out. Getting up these damn steps, huh? That's crazy. So guess what I'm gonna do for y'all? I'm gonna give y'all this one time. Run down these damn steps. Look,
running down the escalator. That's what I like. I like this. What y'all want him to do too? This is what I got to do too. He a normal civilian running down the escalator. I'm guessing that's what I got to do. The normal civilian, y'all just running, working out, not eating, not doing, just working out all day.
I like that.
If you're a target, are you thinking about serial numbers all day?
I love that.
You know why? I just don't get it though. Why he felt the need to do this?
But it's laced with humor there, though, isn't it?
Sorta. But apparently, he's getting widely criticized in New York, and he hasn't even put on the pads yet. I don't think.
I think actually, though, his point there, Ron, is well
that
taken.
These guys have lives outside.
Yes,
of their
and he wants to make music. He wants to do whatever he wants. You know, outside of his life in terms of hobbies and enjoyment, whatever, I've got zero problem with that.
Long as he shows up on Sundays.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants. And people just freak out over that stuff. Now, we can discuss whether his music's any good or not, and that would be legitimate. We should get somebody in here to rate Le'Veon. How many albums does he have out? Two?
You're asking me? I'm not a collector of the Le'Veon albums, I can tell you that.
I'm forgetting the names of the albums now. But I think, Ron, people get bent out of shape over stuff like that.
Oh, no, I know. We've talked about that before. You know, they expect these guys to study their playbooks, you know, 20 hours a day, and that's just not the way it works. They have lives, too. I just don't know that I needed Le'Veon to tell me that. That's all.
I'm glad you played that for me. I'm actually glad he did. He also had a funny video once on the Pittsburgh Left. I think Le'Veon's a pretty good guy. The thing that, and I thought,
he's a lot, and I'll tell you, was
consistent all the way through, that he had a right to bet on himself here, and he stared down the Steelers and did what he thought was right. That was great. My problem, Ron, was him taking shots at people on his way out of town.
Yeah, and I mean, I think he's a lot smarter than Mr. Big Chest, too, don't you? I think he's a smarter guy, and I think he's a better guy,
yes,
too. I mean, I'm not wishing him ill will. I hope he has a great career in New York, but I just didn't need to hear that. Some guys are more sensitive than others, I guess, but I just find it interesting that he's taking heat up there already.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's going to discover real fast that...
Yeah, he doesn't come out of the gate fast for the Jets. He's going to take a lot more.
It's a little bit of a different market there.
Yeah, you're right.
But it was unfortunate to me that instead of just saying after he signed with the Jets, I'm glad to be here.
I'm ready to move on, that's all.
That he took shots at Ben, he took shots at the city, he took shots at the coach. That was really, really disappointing coming from him. Because what did they ever do to him?
Well, especially the coach, who did nothing but support him his entire career.
Yeah, and the city.
And Ben did as well.
And
the
organization.
Especially.
And a lot of those guys had his back when he hurt the team by getting suspended twice in his career. And you remember that second time, Ron. In fact, we were out, at the Fan Open when that happened. The second, not you and I, we were doing different shows then, but... Everybody from Ben on down, the story basically was that he didn't show up for an early morning drug test. It was like, I don't know, 5 or 6 a.m. or something. And Le'Veon was saying basically that it was, you know, uncalled for when he was rehabbing from a knee injury to, at the last second, expect him to get a call and show up for a drug test. And his teammates had his back to a man. They had his back that whole time. And I just thought it was bad business on the way out of town to suddenly be taking shots at people. You did what you had to do,
right?
And good luck to you out there. That, you know.
You know what I can't get past, though? The very unfortunate circumstances of Le'Veon being robbed of over $500,000 of jewelry.
Did they ever solve that case?
I don't think so. I can't get over the circumstances involved in that.
I can't get over the description on the 911 call. What were they wearing?
That's what I'm talking about.
Nothing. Neither one was wearing
anything.
They were
in my bed. No, the first one, what was she wearing? Nothing. She was in my bed. How about the second one? Same way. Nothing.
The third question should have been.
We all have problems like that, don't we?
I'm still trying to figure out. Now, how much money? Did they
he
steal?
Said over $1 million.
Worth of
the
jewelry.
The initial story was like $5.5 million.
So on balance,
$550,000.
Is that a bad day or a good day for Le'Veon, everything considered? Everything considered, good or bad?
I would say it was a bad day.
I don't know about that. Fan Hotline brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. Who do you think has the better year, him or Mr. Big Chest? Which guy?
You know, we had, you know, you were on vacation. I believe I had Scotty Farrell from Farrell on the Bench, our CBS late night program, and he's in New York. And, you know, he's real down on Le'Veon, real down on Antonio. He's a Steelers fan at heart. And he thinks Le'Veon's going to have a big year.
Yeah.
He just thinks they're going to dump the ball down to him. He's going to catch a lot of passes and pick up a lot of yards for the Jets. So we'll see. He's got a good quarterback. Darnold's a good quarterback. I think Darnold's going to be better than Derek Carr. That's my prediction. But
I think Carr already has a pretty good track record. He really does
until
when you
he
look
got
at
hurt
his numbers.
A couple years ago. Now, ever since he got hurt, not so good.
When was that? A couple years ago.
I mean, he was his candidate for player of the year, wasn't he?
Played pretty well against the Steelers last year.
That was the one exception. Of course, Oakland always plays pretty well against the Steelers.
I think AB will have a better year. I wonder about Le'Veon in that system and having been out of the game for as long as he was. I just wonder. I wonder about the Jets. And he can be, I think, a challenge to block for in just his running style. Everything was perfect for him here. They also had a pretty good guy at receiver that people had to worry about, Ron. An elite quarterback and an elite offensive line. I don't know that the Jets have any of that, actually. Join the PM team on the Permane Brothers World Tour. Grab your passport at any of the locations when the PM team is there and get it stamped at least four locations for your chance to win a trip to Florida. Visit 93.7 The Fan contesting page for the dates, locations, and all details. I want to continue with our NFL talk, Ron. Also look ahead to Steelers camp, which opens Thursday. And what
Do
might
you believe
be...
it? Do you believe it's here?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. You know, I love it because I love football season. But I hate it because it almost kind of means the end of summer. It just feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. We'll be out there. The fan will be out there a bunch of different times. What's the biggest single storyline going into Steelers camp on Thursday?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.